So let's just start with the basics. How much overall spending does each chamber call for?
More than $74 billion, which is about the same as the governor asked for, which is a significant increase over where we've been the last few years.
Big picture, are the House and Senate budgets more alike than different this time around?
Yes, they are, which is somewhat surprising. They're very similar in terms of the total amounts of money and in terms of the allocation of the money across various programs.
Now let's dig a little deeper into the details for the budgets. What are we looking at for K through 12 education spending this year?
For the first time in over 3 years, we have a significant increase, more than $1 billion being added to education. So that really is the focus of where the legislature wants to spend the money. That brings the level of per-student spending almost all the way back up to 2007 levels, about $6,800 in the House and Senate budgets. Restoring most of what was cut during the last few years of the sharp downturn in Florida sales tax revenues.
How does that measure up with the rest of the country?
It still leaves us below average.
How about spending for higher education? State university spending took a hit last year, but I recall a lot of lawmakers saying that they would make it up this year. Did that happen?
Largely they did, about a $300 million increase, basically restoring the operating budgets. We're still way behind on the capital side. And the real tragedy in all of this is that Florida has no university ranked among the top 50 in the country.
Now, there's been some talk about state workers this year as well, about cutting jobs, about raising wages. What decisions were made there, if any?
Oh, really big ones. We will have a 3% pay increase for state employees the first time in a number of years. Both the House and Senate agree to that. We will reduce, however, the number of state workers by about 3,000 to 114,000. We have a very, very lean state workforce.
We could probably discuss this one over a week's worth or maybe a month's worth of segments and not make a dent. But let's talk about health care. Where did the budgets end up on that?
Yeah, that's really the big item. There is an increase in Medicaid spending, about $1 billion. So the state did put a significant amount of money in, but the state decided, or at least the legislature has decided, not to increase Medicaid enrollments as per the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Instead, the Senate has proposed increasing the healthy kids and other insurance programs at the state level as compared to the federal insurance program to allow for an expansion of coverage and to take the federal money. So it's a difference in approach, but not a difference in result. The House has not yet gone along with it, but I think in the end they will. There's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of health care involved, and it's a significant boost to economic development in the state. We're talking about spending more than $50 billion of additional money on health care for those who can't afford it over the next 10 years, and that is estimated to produce more than 50,000 health care jobs and more than 75,000 total jobs. And here in Central Florida, that would be worth about 10,000 jobs. So this is a significant issue that is still to be resolved.
Hank, what are some other things that the legislature could do to promote economic development this year to keep things moving in a positive direction?
We hear a lot of news about sequestration and the effect it may have on TSA and the impact at airports. Over half of our tourists, 50 million tourists, come to Florida by airplane. Most of them come to Central Florida by airplane. And so the long lines and the threat that that may pose to our tourism industry is significant. The state could offset that by using some money to augment TSA's budgets and thereby offset any decrease in TSA staffing in order to keep our airports functioning. For Central Florida, it's particularly important because our peak tourist season is the summer. So this is a matter that could really affect Central Florida, and it could be readily mitigated by our legislature and political leadership.
Is there still time to add that to the budget?
There sure is. The House and Senate will negotiate over the next period of time till the end of the session. They'll come up with a budget fairly quickly, I think, and I think the governor will sign it.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Pleasure to be with you.